This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Down here at Boundary Street we are, and I tell you what, this talk about community.
it is
amazing down here at the moment. It's a great turnout, great reaction from the community here in West End, and things are happening, and it's looking beautiful, Tariana.
It certainly is. Now, we have a very special guest, Aaliyah. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
No, thank you for coming.
Yeah, look, we know it's a little bit rushed around here, and it is the morning, but it's beautiful to have you, and we really appreciate you coming down and playing some live music down here for us, because it is a big week, Reconciliation Week, and today being Mabo Day, it's a very special day.
Absolutely, and I appreciate being a part of it, honestly. It's beautiful to continue that tradition of storytelling through music, and I'm glad that you're celebrating it as much as I do.
Well, we would like to also say congratulations on your Q Music nomination.
Thank you.
How have you sort of coped in the last little while getting back into it?
Oh, it's been amazing to get back into it. I think last year was a very different year for every musician who makes most of their livelihood from live music. But, you know, it was a good time to write and reflect and also reignite my passion for it. I definitely never appreciated playing for an audience more than I do now.
Yes.
And then having, you know, the acknowledgements like the Q Music finalist position. And just yesterday I found out that I am one of the finalists in the Smugglers of Light.
Wow.
Professional Development Awards through APRA. So that was an amazing
Amazing for you. You know, a lot of work that you put in over the time, and to get recognition for that, it must be nice.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I always try not to be attached to outcomes of things. I try and put my hat in as many rings as I can, and then when things come back and they come back positively, it's really, really great. So yeah, it's always just a nice little bit of encouragement as we move along this journey as artists.
Yeah, well, we're all very proud of you here, and can you tell us your mob and country? You're from Mullumbimby sort of area?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Mullumbimby, but my family is from the Kulin Nation, and I'm also in the process of kind of tracking down the exact roots of my maternal line, so I've kind of been the connector of dots in my family.
Well, it does happen to us, because I only sort of found out a lot about myself in the last 5 or 6 years, so keep at it, because
long process.
It is a long process, but it's a beautiful process too, Aaliyah. It's amazing, because the more you go down that that track, the things you find out are beautiful.
Yeah, I think already the conversations that I've been able to have with my mum has been really beautiful. So it's been a nice healing and opening up experience.
Absolutely.
To learn more.
Now, being Reconciliation Week, what is your perspective on it, and what does it mean to you?
I think it's really important that we've seen a lot of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people incorporated in all of the Reconciliation Week events. I just launched my single on Friday down at Potter on the Gold Coast, and there was a lot of people from all different countries, all different backgrounds, and they were all there to commemorate and celebrate the same thing. Obviously, reconciliation is an interesting word for the week, because it kind of signifies that there was a relationship to begin with, and that's not really the case.
No.
So it's going to be interesting to see
Exactly.
I think it's going to be interesting to see how things develop as people are becoming more aware of how important and, you know, special the Indigenous people of Australia are, and how great it is to nurture that relationship and build the country together.
Most definitely. Like we said, we thank you so much for coming down here today, and very excited. We in our job, we love this part. We get to listen to live music, and today I'm very excited to listen to you live. So without further ado, we'll let you take it away and sing us some music.
Thank you so much. Well, this one is called Red Wine. It's inspired by Spain, and it just came out on Friday.
Stars staying in talked about a dream, a little town somewhere in Spain. We can learn to dance, you can teach me how to drink. We can lay in bed all day, I won't have to stay up away. Sounds so nice, but then I start to think, is this all in our heads? This is out of our hands. Such a fraction of the chance that we could be forever. Is this all perfect dream?
What else is coming up in the world of you for the rest of 2021?
There's been lots of exciting recording and EP development over the last 6 months. So I was really lucky at the beginning of the year to secure one of the Regional Arts Development Fund grants.
Wow.
And that's been really helping push along my EP journey. So I've been working with Brad Hosking down on the Gold Coast.
Oh, I know him.
Awesome guy. Legend. We're just one track away from finishing all the recording for my new EP that will be being released over the next 12 months. And I'm honestly so excited. I think it's my most... proud work.
Sometimes you just got to stop and pinch yourself, don't you? I mean,
you're doing
the thing you love and you want to do. I mean, that's got to be, in itself, that's got to be special.
Absolutely. I was talking on a Q Music panel last night and I just had to say to everyone, you know, we're so lucky to know what we love and do what we love. I mean, that is a privilege and a special moment that most people don't get to even have in their whole lives. So I think, yeah, if you found your passion and it's creative and it brings you joy, so great to be
able to do it. You're very passionate, you're very creative, you're very good at it as well. So we thank you so much for always coming down and supporting here as well the community, because it's amazing time. Yeah, we thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This feels like I'm playing on the streets of anywhere in the world that I'm basking, so it's really good to be here.
Did you want to play another one?
I'd love to, yeah. This one was the first single I brought out last March. It's called Wasting Time. It's inspired by Slovakia.
And a Q Music Award winner.
I find my kind of person. rolling stone, and I never let anyone catch me. When you came around, oh, I poured my heart out. Funny thing is, you no match for me. I take what is mine, I'll take the high road. When you call, I won't be found. From this day on, I'm moving forward. You'll never catch me in this town.
FM, Murray Country. It's
make some noise for Aaliyah, everyone. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Picking everyone's spirits up down here this morning. I know it's early for everyone. Not everyone's a morning person, so we really appreciate you again coming down and doing this for us. It's amazing. Part of community now.
I really appreciate you having me, honestly. It's great to be here.
No problem.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au